Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, what's up, Cleaning Nation? Good to be here with you. I feel like I say this every time, but it's true every time, damn you. I have a special guest, not only a friend of mine, but our most recent addition to our team. This is Jake DeWeese. He is our newest enrollment coach. Last month, we had, I think, 186 requests for people that wanted coaching for me to help them. And by golly, I'm just one man. I'm not that smart. And I get tired and lazy. So I brought in reinforcements for someone else to come out and help you guys. And a couple things. First, I want to just introduce you guys so you know who he is and we talk about him. And if you're like, Mike seems like a pain in the ass, but I still need help, you know that there's other options. It doesn't have to be. There's. I mean, obviously he's not as good looking. That's clear. But he's almost as smart. He's not as funny either. But I guess what I'm saying is if you're looking for the poor man's Mike Campion, we have that. I ask him to be a guest on my show and I abuse him. That's how we go.
What a warm welcome.
Yeah, you should feel very welcome, buddy. So he just came on in May. We're recording this kind of the first week of July, just after the 4th. He's already coached 60 owners of cleaning companies in the last 45 days. And the two goals of this call are, one, just so you guys say hey to Jake, know who he is. But more importantly, I figured 60 calls, 60 coaching calls where he's met and kind of try to help owners of cleaning companies is enough for him to start seeing patterns and things that work and don't work and bring you guys value. So he's going to talk about, and I will, of course, interrupt and yell and freak out and rant, as is my custom. But he will try his best to talk about the three big problems or roadblocks he's seen doing the 60 coaching calls that he's done. If you're on the live and you talk to Jake, feel free to say hey. So anyway, that's enough of me making fun of you, Jake. What's shaking? Tell us about you and jump into the first problem, the biggest problem, the first problem you've seen owners of cleaning companies having.
Thanks, Mike. Super, super excited to be here.
He was super excited to be here. Now he's here.
Yeah, I don't want to fire back.
What a guy. Kim Johnson in the house. No. Oh, hold on. People hate when I do this, but I don't care because I love Kim. Kim, you know why I'm so excited. She's one of my millionaire mastermind people. I'm just going to say prayers are answered. This lady's the best. You reach out to Kim on your own time if you want to find out why. Kim, I see you. You're amazing. I know what happened. Jake, I promise I'll only interrupt 17 times in the rest. Go ahead.
Down to 16. I like it. So yeah, it's been a fun 60 days, learning, super, really enjoying it. It's quite amazing how much you can learn in 60 days and talking to people that own 60 different cleaning companies. I think that I would say from almost every single time, the biggest thing I'm learning is there's a lot of fear with people that own cleaning companies, which I think that fear or being scared really leads people to kind of a lack of commitment to kind of push on, move forward, take the next steps. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't know my exact count. Like I have Jake's at 60, it's probably 600, but I couldn't agree more. It's so funny that's consistent. And well, you tell me. So first of all, hello, TJ. Good to see you, buddy. Zachary, glad to have you in the house. So what does that fear look like and how does it hold back owners of cleaning companies and make them maybe not get just because I think there's a lot of people out there going, I might have fear. I don't know. What does that look like? How does it make their life miserable? Let's talk through that a little.
And some of them are just like point blank. I'm scared to death. I'm scared to take the next steps. I fear failure. Because of that, I don't move forward. And then there's other ones that I think, I don't know if they even, there's other people that own companies that I don't even think that they realize that fear is what's holding them back. So I think you get complete opposite ends of the spectrum there, if that makes sense.
Yes, that makes perfect sense. And I like pointing that out because I promise to the people listening, a lot of them are one of those camps. Either I'm afraid and I know it, and I love that you're able to get transparent enough with owners that they can share with you, hey, Jake, I'm scared. And there's others that are like, I didn't know that I was scared, or maybe not all in, because you said it perfectly. Fear leads to lack of commitment. If I'm afraid, you know, whether it's a relationship with a romantic relationship or a business, if you're not, if you get that fear that this isn't going to work or it's going to bite you in the ass, you're not going to commit. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. That lack of commitment that is driven by the fear makes the relationship or the business not work. And then you point and go, I was going to be afraid. I got screwed. Hey, Miranda, good to see you, sister. That is a lady that is not afraid. Reach out to Miranda if you want to know a rock star. And by the way, Jake told me before we started, because I said, hey, what three things have you run into? And he gave me the three things. But I didn't tell him all the embarrassing, hard follow-up questions I was going to ask him. So I'll try and see if I can push him and make him uncomfortable. So what's your two cents in terms of if you're a cleaning company dealing with fear, how do you get over that? If you've identified and go, yeah, whether I knew it before or not, I am. Fear is holding me from commitment, and that's holding me from taking forward. What do you do? How do you coach people to get through that?
I mean, I think the first thing is whether they recognize it or not, recognition, clearly. And once we get to the point where like we can fully acknowledge and admit like, hey, this is the problem, then like we got to dig in and really find